In this episode of Cubs Out Loud, it's another this, that, or other. This time around, we're talking about the ILFs, the bears, cubs, and daddies you'd like to fuck. That's right, we're in that kind of mood. So we're sharing some of our fat material with you. Get ready to open your spank bank as COL 366 starts now. It's May 15, 2016. I'm Jeff.
Who's your bear? That's right. I am your bear.
I'm Damon. Everybody
dance now. And that makes me Gary.
Don't hurt nobody with your bad self.
Welcome to Cause Out Loud, the Bear Podcast of Indeterminate Length, episode number 366. And it's been a good day.
Yay.
It's a good day so far. Let's go on to this. Shirt's complete.
Okay.
So I've been trying to get this, like, create a set of t-shirts where I have at least one for each Blizzard franchise. So, of course, I got several World of Warcraft ones. Recently, I got first I got an Alliance one, which had the big Alliance general crest with some little versions of each of the races crests alongside. Just the other day, I got the Horde one, which is basically the same thing, just Horde. So one's blue, one's red, for colors. I have a Hearthstone shirt, which my brother gave for me for Christmas. And then I got a Overwatch shirt, a Diablo shirt, which I got from Jinx, because although I couldn't find the type of shirt that I really wanted for that, but in any case, I got one from Jinx. And then I got a StarCraft 2 one, and am I missing one? Oh, and I also have a Heroes of the Storm one. So that set is complete. In addition to that, I also got a brand spanking new Bear Underground t-shirt with their new printed paw shirts. I'm not sure if it's out on the marketplace yet. But go to marketplace.bearunderground.net. You can see their selection of stuff, which includes t-shirts, hats, jock straps. I've been doing a little bit of shirt collecting. And plus, some of the shirts that I had were a little smaller than me nowadays. So get some shirts that were more fitting. And I did.
Good for you.
So my shirts are complete.
Complete.
Mm-hmm. Damon, what's been going on with you?
So it's May, right? Right?
It's May. Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
I used May for some reason.
May. So why is it so damn cold? so freaking cold. It's in the 50s, but it's still cold. And I'm sure it's colder up where you are, Gary. Not so much for you, Jeff, but it's cold here. And so on top of that,
it's been in the 80s this week. 72 right now, because of the rain recently.
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems fine to me. I don't know what your problem is.
Anyway. Fuck you, Jeff. So on top of that, I've been dealing with some allergy sinus issues. I don't know whether the cold prompted it or if it was before the cold, but just something in the air, and it hit both me and Jim about the same time. And we were both dealing with the sinus allergy coughing, like, difficulty breathing bullshit. So I'm sure our bedroom sounded really wonderful the last few nights with both of us being able to breathe out of our mouths. So, so that's been pretty much it. Like, it's been a lot of trying to take care of that and trying to sing and I can still kind of feel that I'm a little still congested. But today is the first day in a while where I don't feel like I have, like I can actually breathe through my nose a little bit. So, yeah. Ugh. Ugh. Gary. Mm. Yeah, well.
Bleh. I'm kind of over spring. Because I don't think we've had spring. We've had
summer.
No, not even. Pre-spring? I don't know what you want to call this. It's just shitty. That's what I'm going to call it. I almost feel like Mother Nature's a drug dealer and she's being a bitch about it.
Ha.
You get like one day and it's nice, you know, and mm-hmm. It's like maybe high 50s, maybe around 60. You know, and the flowers are nice and the weather feels good. And you think, oh, I should open the window today. And then like the next day, it drops by like 20 degrees. And then like the day after that, it drops almost like another 10, 15 degrees.
Yeah.
This morning, local people were freaking out on Facebook about snow. Seriously. Snow.
Yeah.
And ice in May. Yesterday, we had hail.
Yeah.
So
that sucks.
I'm just kind of – and it's messing – it's totally messing with my mood, like in a bunch of ways. So I'm just tired and I'm cranky and grumpy and just not feeling any of it. So bleh.
I'm feeling it today. I totally get that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, guess what, folks? Let's catch up on some feedback. Gary, what's been going on over in Facebook?
We have a couple of fans on Facebook that are highly interactive.
Mm-hmm.
One of them happens to be Chester.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I didn't put in here what this was in reference to, but Chester said to Damon, an easy, quick, and inexpensive pervertible is a spoon dipped in Plasti Dip.
I think this was in reference to our
it was discussions about spoons.
No, it was our Excellent Adventures, the last episode where we were where I was talking about how at PingaCon they had the silicone modeling kind of thing. And yeah. And they were talking about, and we also had the classes on, you know, introduction to impact play and all that stuff. So thank you. What is Plasti Dip? I don't know what Plasti Dip is.
I don't either, but it sounds like something that it makes, this is probably completely wrong. It makes me think of like chocolate shell, like magic shell, like how you put that on something and then it hardens. But Hadrian said, either Hadrian or Peter said in the Let's Talk About Sex food show, not to use magic shell, and there's another product that hardens without it being cold.
Hmm.
And I can't remember which one that one is. My point is, I think that's what Plasti Dip is, like that you could put a spoon in this and it kind of creates a coating, maybe a temporary coating. So instead of like a wooden spoon or a metal spoon, maybe the coating creates a different like texture.
It sounds to me kind of like those baby spoons that they're like no, the ones that are like the
it has a little
spoon part is like covered in rubber or something, so it's soft on baby's teeth, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm going to go and put in Plasti Dip on Google.
All right. It's a synthetic rubber coating.
Ah.
Multi-purpose air-dry special rubber coating can be easily applied by dipping, brushing, or spraying, depending on which form factor you use. It's a protective coating ideal for a broad array of DIY projects around the home, garden, garage, and elsewhere. It protects coated items against moisture, acids, abrasion, corrosion, skipping, and slipping, and provides a comfortable, controlled grip. remains flexible and stretchy over time and will not crack or become brittle in extreme weather conditions. Has been tested between negative 30 Fahrenheit and 200 Fahrenheit.
Wow.
So nice. Apparently, oh, and then it comes in like camo. All right, I got to see what this is like. Crazy sounding to me. Nope, it's real. It's a spray. Comes in camo. All right.
Interesting.
So, yeah, so apparently Chester knows about doing stuff with this. Yeah. Anyway.
Of course Chester knows something about pervertibles.
Yes.
They also, the company also makes something called Super Grip, which is a non-skid coating. Air dry, non-skid fabric coating. The tackified synthetic rubber coating bonds to most fabrics to stop skidding and shifting. This durable rubber coating formula is machine washable and remains flexible. Huh. Will not transfer or yellow and will not pick up dirt or lint. Do not apply directly to floor, over apply, or apply to vinyl. Wow.
Well, there you go. Well, there you go.
Oh, now I get it. Okay, usage. So, like, they put it on the back of a rug.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you can apply it to, like, sports equipment grips. Spray on hangers to eliminate slippage. Oh, that's genius. I didn't even know this stuff existed. Thanks, Chester. Although I'm totally thinking it practical purposes and not
yes.
purposes, but all right.
Yes. Still,
I think it was meant to be. I think it was meant to be something that's practical, and people made it pervertible.
Oh, I just thought how awful that stuff would be. Well, no, I was just thinking, like, what if you put that, like, I don't know, like on rope or chain, and then use that for binding? Then it won't move.
Yeah.
Quote unquote. I don't know if that's right. That's probably not right. Anyways. Moving on. then Chester also said, side note regarding claw classes. The class descriptions will say if participation is mandatory. If not, then no. Which is funny because this happened. ... I went. Meaning he went to a CBT class that expressly said it was hands-on, quote-unquote, and clothing would be removed. It also said pre-registration was required. I was standing outside the classroom before it started, and from inside the room, I heard someone yell, "Well, I'm not doing that." And then these two guys came out of the room, followed by one of them yelling, "You're an asshole." So nice. I'm guessing the instructor told them what was going to happen, and they didn't like it. Oh.
Mm. Yep.
Cough yeah. I do.
Huh?
So
nothing.
Yeah, I would take that as one of the two knew what CBT was. The other one didn't, and they may not.
They didn't know. They thought it was going to be more of a. I'm going to watch. They're going to be watching other people have it demonstrated on and not having it done on them.
Yeah, maybe not as participatory.
Yes.
Or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that, I think people would be more inclined to go just to observe and to learn as opposed to participate.
Well, some classes aren't like that, especially at claw. Definitely at claw. Sorry.
All right.
But like he says, they do – some will mention like this one says hands-on, this one kind of, you know, some will actually say, you know, participation is needed, is necessary, or is mandatory kind of thing. You know, it just depends on the class. But, you know, most of the classes are usually stand and watch and listen and ask questions and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. But there you go.
And then on Twitter... Charles S. Said, it's time for Cubs Out Loud Podcast 364. Hashtag, who's my bear? That's right, you're my bear. Just Jeffrey's intro tag.
So it's just a reminder.
Who's your bear? That's right, I am your bear.
Just a reminder.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's great. Sweet.
And Damon, so, what's been going over on YouTube?
Over on YouTube, we got a new subscriber.
Yay!
Blue Red has subscribed to us on YouTube. So welcome, Blue Red.
Yay!
I wonder if that's a reference to Pokemon.
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe.
Huh. Who knows? Let's go right into this. It's Urban Dictionary with Gary.
All right. So for this particular episode, we're doing a this, that, or other. So I thought I'd go visit UrbanDictionary.com and see what they had that was kind of like what our categories are this year. This year? Wow. This episode?
Wow.
I'm totally out of it. I'm just going to warn everybody now. And there is no booze. Maybe that's why I'm out of it. All right. So for Urban Dictionary, our word, which is actually an acronym, abbreviation, is BILF. That's B-I-L-F. However, it stands for beard I'd like to fondle.
Ah.
And then we have two examples. Leah says, holy shit kebabs, see that beautiful bloke over there with a massive beard? And Victoria answers, yeah, what a bilf. Let's go fondle it. Let's not, okay? Let's not. Sucker. I have a t-shirt. In fact, I wore it yesterday that says, rule number 24, you touch my beard, I touch your butt.
Ha.
Now, I wore this in public, and I went to a local Pride organization meeting, and there was a gentleman while we were waiting to get into the meeting space, saw my shirt and said, I need that shirt. And we chuckled about it because he's a ginger and he has this big, you know, kind of red, bushy beard. And he's, you know, a cute guy and stuff. And I said, you know, it's funny because when you wear this shirt in public, it means one thing. But when you wear it in a gay social, like, setting, it means something totally different. And there was another guy there and he kind of looked at me funny. And I said, well, when you wear it in public, it's basically a warning. Like, don't be like, I recognize you have an impulse and you want to touch my beard. But the answer is no, because then I'm going to grab your ass, which you probably don't want me to do. But when you're in a gay, you know, setting or whatever, like a bar or a bear event or whatever, it's totally an invitation, which I've been called out on because I've worn it to a bear run and then actually had someone who's been a guest on this podcast, like, give me pouty face and be disappointed because they touched my beard and I didn't touch their butt right away because I forgot I was wearing a shirt. They were just like, they were like, what? And they, I was like, and they like looked at my shirt, and then I was like, oh, sorry.
Sometimes you just don't remember what shirt you're wearing because you're not.
It's a delayed reaction.
That's why I don't wear shirts that say, you know, like world's greatest cocksucker or whatever, because I'm really concerned that someone's going to walk up and be like, prove it. And I'll be like, don't necessarily want to be called on the carpet for that kind of stuff. So, yeah. So I'm much more conscious now when I wear that shirt because I got it and I thought it was cute. I actually wore it at Claw, Damon.
Ah.
I wore it on Sunday. Yeah, on the last day I went back to Vendor Mart. And it was funny because a couple of the vendors who I personally know were all about like, oh, like, you know, fondling my beard. I was like, oh, all right.
fine, I'll touch your ass.
I know, but then I was outside the vendor area leaving, and I was with Shutter, and we were he went over to go talk to some folks, I think, and then I was talking to acquaintances who live in New York who were actually over for the day, and it was kind of comical because one of the two has a really, really nice beard, and he's been, you know, kind of working on it for a couple of years, and he said, oh, I said, I really like that shirt, and I said, he said, do you know where you got it? And I said, I got it online, but I can't remember if it's like Redbubble or, you know, some of these other popular t-shirt sites. Uh-huh. And I said, I know it's not $6 tees. And he kind of looked at me and I said, well, $6 tees is one that a friend of mine, actually our friend Chess, turned me on to, but theirs aren't like cute quite like this. They're more generic. So I said, I can't remember the name of it. I said, but if I find it online, I'll let you know or send you a link. So this was kind of a cute little moment where we could, you know, commiserate and talk about that, you know, people don't kind of have boundaries. And that's what this example kind of gets my goat, because there's these two women and they're like, we want to go touch his beard. And it's like, really? Like, okay, I'm pretty sure that's not cool.
Yeah.
No, like, it's totally cool as long as they can reciprocate with another body part.
Ha.
Right, but women tend to overall take, you know, an issue with people touching their bodies. So that's why I'm like, what makes you think it's okay to do that to a man?
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's the topic for another show.
Well, yeah. So anyways, I like the idea of it being BILF, beard I'd like to fondle. Like, I think that would make a great shirt. So.
I'm pretty sure it is a shirt.
I'm sure.
Doesn't matter.
That's like Rule 69 or something like that. No, Rule 69 is probably something else. But, you know, it's the, you know, Rule 34, there's Rule 35. If it's on the internet, there's a t-shirt for it.
Huh.
I don't know. I'm just making stuff up. Let's go into this. What? Oh, wait, what?
No. Nothing. I found it. I okay. found the shirt.
Oh, okay. Maybe we should put a link into the show notes. Anyways, let's go.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's go to this. Assemble for you. Assemble for you. Assemble for you. Assemble. It's time for another Tumblr TTO. Ooh. And this is actually kind of a, well, I suppose it's not. I was going to say, no, it's kind of going more along the lines of fuck, marry, kill, but.
No.
No, it's all fucking. Yeah, it's all fucking. Get it out of the way. Don't pussyfoot around it.
This is all about fucking.
It is the ILF episode. What I mean by that is, you know what, you know, stroller meat, DILF, that I like to fuck. Well, that's only one of the categories. We also have BILF and SILF.
Or KILF.
Yeah, it's SILF, because there's an I after the C, which causes it to get an S sound.
Oh, weird.
So it's SILF. So.
But the C is representing cub.
Right, but it doesn't mean it's pronounced with a C, okay?
So really, do you say GIF or GIF?
Right, thank you, David. I was
like, sorry. Oh, sorry. Oh, that's terrible of me, but that was my one big, that's my, like, thing. Anyway, go ahead.
Self seems to come off, otherwise KILF sounds like a kilt, and it doesn't really kind of work as much as well. Although I wouldn't mind some of these selfs to be in a kilt. Anyways, so we got bear I'd like to fuck, cub I'd like to fuck, and daddy that I would like to fuck. By the way, I just want to say the duplicates for choices of people I'm going to say are okay. Because okay. We have one. We'll get to that. But I wanted to say that right now. Anyways, okay. Let's start with our BILFs. The bear that I would like to fuck, and I've wanted to fuck for the longest time, like pre-Facebook and stuff. I think I even messaged him on AOL Instant Messenger a long time ago. Or something. It's probably never going to happen. But this is Terry Jamro. People know him as like Big Rock or TJ Rock or something. I think he's living in New Hampshire, Vermont or something, and he likes to ATV and he power lifts, and he's one hunk of a man. I was trying to find a picture, a relatively recent picture, and the only ones I could find were with him clothed. But that's okay.
Well, maybe you should show us a picture of him not clothed so we can, you know, compare for analysis.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I did not know that was him in the backwoods.
I got this right off of his own Tumblr.
I clicked through, so the audience knows, I clicked through to his Tumblr and I'm searching through his pictures because I'm like, I haven't seen him in a long time. And then I was like, oh, that one that's making the rounds everywhere about the guy getting blown, leaning against the ATV vehicle. I'm like, I didn't realize that was him because he posted it.
I don't think I...
Oh, wait.
I don't know. This is, wait. Which one? Could leak it?
Hold on. Yeah. Hold on.
All right, hold on.
I got it.
I think it's him.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, that's him.
Yeah.
Right, but I didn't because the, no offense, the quality is not the greatest.
Right.
Well, it's an overcast day. It's kind of like grainy a little bit. And the guy that's actually on his knees looks like someone I know from West Virginia. So I was like, yeah. I thought it took place in West Virginia, not in like New Hampshire.
Well, and he could be done. I mean, he's traveled all over that area.
Well, since we're
too, so.
So why don't we just because I'm going to throw that on the link too, because what the fuck, you know. There we go.
Additional.
There we go. Just a little something extra to sweeten the pot, as it were. That's kind of what I was looking for. But and the thing is, Gary, you're talking about the guy blowing him, and I kind of know that guy too, and I think that's him as well. I'm pretty freaking sure.
Well, see? So, yeah, I don't know. It could be. Yeah.
I'm going to start following Mr. Big
Rock. There's where he lives, and there's where he's traveled. So just because he wasn't necessarily in New Hampshire at the time. I think he used to be in Boston or something like that. So he's been around. So
who knows?
Yeah. So I've been kind of like been wanting to do this guy for the longest time.
Understandable.
So, Terry, if you ever want to play with this cup, come down to Austin.
I'll see you in Austin.
No. Power with me all you want.
Good one.
Damon,
speaking of, what do you got? Speaking of, okay, so.
Of course.
Star. Yeah. So, yeah, for my bear, just because I've been a fan of his for years, and I know he's versatile, and he seems like, not only does he seem very sexy, but he's also very, I feel like he would be very likable. I've not encountered him in person per se, but my BILF is Mr. Claire Bear, aka Steve Ellis, the redheaded god of bear films past, as it were. This was the most recent picture I found, but I'm sure there are plenty out there. Look at him. Mm-hmm. Redhead, bearded,
mm-hmm.
Nice cock. You know, we've all seen him perform, so you know he has ability. So what's there more to say? And I know he's versatile, so
makes things perfect.
Yeah.
So that's a winner for you.
Yeah. Yeah. All around. Like, yeah.
Can't blame him.
Although I was trying to find his Tumblr profile because I know he had one at one point and I couldn't find it. And then I typed in Claire Bear to look for it and I kept getting profiles of women. I'm assuming because, you know, Claire Bear is like a cute little fun name for girls, you know, named Claire, or, you know, and it's from like Heroes, if you remember Heroes and all that stuff. Anyway, so that was my weird thing. I was like, oh, well, okay, well, that's clearly not you, but he's definitely the bear, a bear. Trust me. This was the hardest part for me for this one was there are so many.
It's one of those things where you just have to be like, okay, here's one of the things that I took on this was for these categories is someone who I definitely have not had an encounter with and who I would like to. And then it's just, okay, I just need one of them as a bear, one of them as a cub, and then it's just finding an appropriate image.
So, there you go.
This is more about the people than the Tumblr picks. But the Tumblr picks enhance it.
Help. Yes. Okay. Gary?
All right. So, yeah. I decided for this show that I was going to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to list. Well, no, because how do I want to say this? I do not know all of these individuals, but I probably know the majority of them. or
it's okay.
have connections to them. So, for instance, West Cub 86, who lives out in San Diego in California. He used to live in Vegas.
He's been with us before on the show.
Yeah, well, I sort of have an obsession with him. He likes bigger guys, and I like the fact that he likes bigger guys. So if I ever get back out that way, I have a feeling that my peeps in the 619 might introduce me to him, or I might get to hang out with him, at which point I will probably become a blubbering idiot and get super quiet and shy, withdraw, and not be able to say anything because, yeah.
Okay, so West Cub, if you're listening to this, if you do see Gary, the first thing you should go up to him is and give him a kiss.
Well, that's sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then cut his butt.
Fondle his beard.
Fondle his beard.
I would tell you to wear the shirt about fondle my beard and I'll touch your butt so that Gary can do it. But since you don't really have a beard right now, no. I don't know. Has he had a beard before?
Not to my knowledge. He's actually pretty much clean shaven all the time.
Okay.
And just so everyone is aware, if you're not looking at the pictures, that is a nice peen. I'm just putting that out there. It is a nice penis.
Like, it is a beautiful penis.
Like, he likes to be naked outdoors. He's one of the organizers of Western Exposure, I think is the name of the event. It just happened in Palm Springs in April, I want to say, where it's basically a naturist / nudist weekend of camping. And Mr. Brian Hill from 619 Bearcast, I believe, is the other coordinator. I think the two of them are very good friends, and they co-coordinate the weekend. Nice.
So basically, your choices are you have enough degrees of separation where it can actually happen.
Possibly, yeah. So, I either I know them directly or like would like to know them directly. So,
Okay. Yeah.
So I don't know. I have this strange like infatuation with him.
I'm surprised you didn't put when you reblogged this. You didn't put it on here because he had on here suck my cock. I'm surprised you didn't put the comment, yes, sir.
I figured that was kind of self-evident. If I'm just watching it, you know, I don't know if I really need to say that.
Thank you. Hello.
Yeah, no, he's, yeah.
All right. Shall we move on?
Moving on into the Sylphs. The Cubs I'd like to fuck. And this is absolutely no surprise at all. Bearded Fiery Biscuits.
Ah.
Because don't get me wrong, he's still cute when he's clean shaven like he was in the Stocky Dudes pictures and everything. But I prefer him with his gorgeous, gorgeous beard.
Yeah, so I'm glad that you mentioned that, Jeff, because I do think Fiery Biscuits is a very handsome guy. But I couldn't even watch like a trailer preview of the video he did. It was so, I guess, bending, whatever. I just couldn't get past the fact that he was clean shaven. It was just messing me up so bad. I was like, but he looks so young and no.
Oh, I laugh because I sit there and I think, yeah, he's adorable either shaven or not, you know. I get the reason, the rationale behind it, but, you know, I don't mind so much, you know.
It's okay. It's fine. It's just like, it's like when I see it, like, if we were going to play and he was beardless, I'd be slightly disappointed. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'd be going all the way and, you know, he looks like he's an amazing kisser and everything. I won't have a problem participating. I'm just going to have that slight disappointment. And afterwards, aww, I'll be like, I wish you had your beard. Because he has a gorgeous, gorgeous beard.
Yes, it is a gorgeous beard.
That is a beard I would like to fondle. So he's a sylph with the bilf.
Ha!
Oh, my God.
There you go. So, yeah, I mean, I get it. And I I don't agree. But I'm just, it's one of those things where I'm like, you know, he's adorable with a beard. He's adorable without. He's adorable with clothes on. He's adorable without. You know, by all means, you know, if the opportunity were there, which I think Jeffrey is the closest one to him, because he does live in Texas, then by all means, have at thee. But, you know, I'm really enjoying the glasses right now. These particular pictures, he's wearing a cute little pair of glasses, and I'm like, oh, that's making me even better. He's even cuter to me, but that's just me.
That little cute nerdiness.
Yeah. All right.
Damon, what do you got?
Okay, so Sparta Cubs. I'm just gonna say it. Yeah. Totally. Cup, Kilf, Bilf, Silf. Yeah. Just, yeah. I mean, in the picture, this is one of the pictures where it's a pretty appropriate picture for a Kilf or Silf. Cub, I'd like to fuck. Yeah. Or fondle or frolic or whatever.
In this case, in this, it is fuck.
Yeah. Because that is a cute butt. And I know he's been, you know, he's playing rugby now and he's, you know, trimming up and trimming, you know, trimming down and all that stuff or whatever. He still looks good. And I mean, yeah.
He's just got some muscle to go along with it.
Which is fine with me. He's hot. So there. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think there's anything really more to say. Gary. Gary? Gary.
Oh, sorry.
That man.
That picture's got you mesmerized.
Oh, no, his whole vlog. Yeah.
Yeah.
All his selfies. Crazy.
He has a GPOY, like, segment on his profile. Yeah, that made this even easier to be like, oh, okay, well.
Yeah, people need to tag their pictures of themselves as GPOY or something like that. You know, it should be a mandatory tag to make it easy for people to kind of sort out your images.
Then there was a set of GIFs of him flexing and stuff. I almost picked that one. Because, you know, it has one of my little
Sparta Cups.
Yeah. One of my little kind of fetishy things, which is I love ass crack. And he has a little, like, there's a picture of him where he's showing his back and you can see the little crack of his ass right there. That's super hot. So, anyway, Gary, please.
All right, so this is someone that I actually do know. His Tumblr account is Viscous, but he puts dashes between all the letters, so it's V-I-S-C-O-U-S. And this particular picture is called Back to Business as Usual, and then he had this cute little text over his bicep that says, oh hi.
Because
he's a little bit of a goof that way, but he's motherfucking hot and adorable and apparently just got done having fun.
Yeah.
Because he's wearing someone's DNA all over his face and his mustache.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah. I have found him incredibly attractive since the first time I met him, and he's just gotten hotter as the past couple of years have gone by. And it's crazy to me because he's one of those, I think, that doesn't see himself that way. And I'm just like, how the hell can you not? But anyways.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Yep. So.
Yeah.
That's my cup.
Moving right along.
Into the
Dilfs. I ended up picking a second pedestal. like almost a given. JMO.
Yeah.
Go ahead and you say anything else.
J-Mo. Well.
He's a top, though. the slight downside to it. But, you know, tops can still have fun together. And I still consider myself only mostly top, not completely top. So mm-hmm. I'm sure we could work with it. We could. It'll be fine.
He's, yeah. Okay. Okay. So I'm only disappointed because I see his ass all the time, and I'm like, that ass though, because he always mm-hmm. wears those speedos that just show off his butt so well.
Yeah, but this one it shows off his crotch pretty well too.
Oh yes, that's fine. That's great. But oh, he's so. Oh, and yeah, this is definitely, this would have been, actually, we would have had a threefer if I hadn't already looked down and saw that at least one of you had picked this one.
Hey, I had, like, already picked who it was without even looking, and I'm like, fuck that, I'm still going to pick him.
Yeah, but I was like, let me go ahead and just, because, yeah, this would be definitely a DILF, because he, yeah, just, I mean.
Yeah, these categories totally could have duplicates if it ends up being that two people want to do the same thing to someone. So, yeah. Although I think Gary and I are.
Yeah, he's just.
Do different things, but that's beside the point.
I've actually been trying to. I've been looking at he posted yesterday, I believe, a video, an older video, probably a time hop or something, of him, you know, doing a dance with a drag queen and stuff, and I was kind of like, this is, yeah, these are things I like. I love that he can move. Like he's got some movement and some dance and everything, and that just makes it even harder to me that he's
very flexible.
Well, not just that, but just he's a bigger guy that can move, that can dance, that has that ability that you normally don't see. Most people are get a little shy about dancing when they can really do it, and he doesn't. And that's kind of one of the things I really like about him. So,
thighs. And you had the link to Justin Timberlake's page, which had the video listed.
Yes. Yes, I did. And but then, you know, you look and you're like, oh, thighs and calves and belly and beard and chest and arms and. Okay, I'm going to stop. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. So I went the other realm. I think this might be a porn star, but I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure. I think it's Brick, but it's a nice daddy bear with some nice nips and a decent hairy chest and yeah.
Tats
and everything. If it's who I think it is, which I think it is, it's he's a porn star, but that's okay. Or he's done porn. Let me rephrase. But yeah. Mr. Mm-hmm. Brick, you're my DILF.
He's got a very nice beard. I really like his beard.
Yeah. And I love
that's also a DILF, a beard I'd like to find.
Yeah. And I'm a fan of, and this is a total, like, for daddies, this is one of the things I like when your hair starts going like salt and pepper and you get that white spot around, but you still have some of the darker hair somewhere. And I don't know why, but I just really, really like that. Like, yeah.
Nice.
A chest I'd like to fondle. Another self, as it were.
All we need now is a DILF, which is a dick I'd like to find. We had that with Wesco.
Yes. Yes, we did. Gary.
So this probably isn't necessarily a surprise.
No.
No, yeah, so Jeffrey and I are on the same wavelength as far as this category. I also chose J-Mo. And the one I chose was from his Coach
mm-hmm.
like series of pictures.
Yeah.
This one's called Take a Closer Look.
Yeah.
Yeah, it trips all the triggers because he's, yeah, he looks hot as a coach. And when I was a teen struggling with my sexuality, I had many a fantasy about gym teachers and coaches. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily the ones in my school, but yeah.
Yeah.
The idea of a shower scene or a locker room or the coach's office behind closed doors. Yep. All of that.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Oh. Like he takes really great pictures. He's really great fantasy material. Let's just put it like that. Because there's this one. There's the scout leader. Hell, there's just, you know, the Speedo guy. Just like yeah, he... Yeah.
He knows how to trip people's triggers.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to need a moment. Okay. Shit. All right.
Mm-hmm. Time for some honorable mentions. I was lazy and didn't look for any. So,
right. Well, you don't have to look for them. You just might have some. Like, you didn't... Like, they, you didn't want to, you know, flood your selections and be like, I've got seven daddies or whatever.
Well, I had a couple. And the bear is basically self-explanatory because, you know, well, look at the picture. he's pretty much in position. The bald head with the dark beard. The tats, the on all fours kind of thing. Yeah, that, yeah.
This is something about a really masculine looking man wanting to in the bottom position.
Yeah. This is a hot picture. This is the main reason I picked it. I flipped between these two. I flipped between Steve and this picture, mostly because, and the only reason I picked Steve is because that is one I've had for the longest. I've known that if that were to ever happen, I would be right for it. You know, this is, I don't know who this is. I don't know if there's any possible way to be connected to him. If there is, great. You know, I'd be all happy to say hello and bend him over, as it were. But it's a good one.
It's a very good one.
Yeah. Okay. And then my daddy picture. I forgot which one this was. Oh, yeah. I've actually been following this guy off and on XTube. I think this is DTX Bruin. And it hits a lot of triggers for the obvious reasons, given what people know of me. So, pipe smoking,
lots of leather, pipe smoking,
and lots of leather boots. Yeah.
Definitely. I think he's wearing too much clothing, but that's just me.
Well, I've given some of his X2 videos. It's okay because he knows how to do stuff with the clothing on.
Oh, I just don't want the clothing on.
Well, that's okay.
It's not about ability to do it without. It's just, as something had said, some other things had said, clothes get in the way, in my opinion.
Eh, no. This is okay. But, you know, once again, like I said, this is falls into my, you know, hits a lot of my triggers, as it were.
True that.
Definitely. Gary. Sorry.
I didn't really categorize them. They're just my mentions. Sparta Cubs.
Mm-mm-mm. Reiterate that.
He's so fucking adorable.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet Jiminy Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Just brushing your teeth in your underwear, like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
You betcha.
Not much need to say in that one.
No. Toothbrush. And then your next one.
All right. So this gentleman I just realized I broke my rule. I don't know.
Dun, dun, dun. Speaking of which, reblocking this one, because that's kind of cute.
But I want to know him.
I do, too.
Mm-hmm. In the biblical sense, of course, right?
Every sense.
No, every sense. Thank you, Gary.
I'm just saying, this man is...
Biblically, religiously, friendly. Yeah, no.
He's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. He's marble beef.
He's a go-go bear.
Yeah, I like the tags. It says, hashtag me, hashtag go-go, hashtag go-go bear. Nothing better than a go-go bear.
Mm-mm. Yeah, no, he,
He,
He's...
What? Go ahead.
He's beautifully built and has great eyes and killer thighs and an ass. Yeah, that you just want to bury in.
Yeah.
Yep. Ooh. Yep. Yep.
Oh, I remember this guy. Sorry, I'm looking at your next one.
So, yeah. So that's Marvel Beef. And then my last one is Gigas Underwear. And crazy things, the way the gay universe works. Giga Guess, I'm not going to reveal his real name, and I are now Facebook friends.
Yay!
Ah.
Because someone else I know had posted a picture or commented, and then he commented out of the blue.
Huh.
And I completely, like, fanboyed and online squealed. And I was like... Ah, like I completely freaked out and I was like, I follow you on Tumblr, hashtag pass out. So, and then he sent me a friend request and I was like, ah. So, yeah, which is a rarity for me because I don't usually, on Facebook, I don't have a lot of friends that I don't know. Like that I haven't met in person kind of a thing. So he falls in the category of less than 10%. Of people, probably, well, less than 5%, that I honestly have not met, don't know them, but we, like, kind of have an online connection somehow. So, yeah. He's a Canadian bear. He's absolutely gorgeous. He takes a shit ton of pictures of him in underwear, which I am totally down with. Mm-hmm. While I don't have an underwear fetish, this boy looks amazing in underwear. So, yeah.
Yeah.
True that.
Yeah, he... Very... So this one's called It's a Secret from Everyone. So he's wearing these two exist hot pink briefs and there's a series of poses and stuff, but oh man,
yeah,
he's just killer.
Mm-hmm.
killer.
Although I do have to say the first picture where he's kind of like for some reason it looks like he's picking his nose. It's the angle. I was like, now after I actually realized that I now know what it means. So he's not picking his nose.
Yeah, no, I took it more as like, shh, you can't make noise when we do this. Mm-hmm. So
that's fine.
All right. Hey, guess what? Let's wrap this up. We'll wrap it up with some links. Speaking of cute, bearish people, I've got Brian Hall, who does Disney and Pixar sings Hello, Adele's Hello. So he basically is, I think he did a version of this with Let It Go, too.
Oh.
And he's just an adorable guy.
He's dreaming.
I know, right?
Oh yeah, I remember this guy.
So talk about sense. Hitting the genetic jackpot lottery. Holy shit.
Wow, Gary.
This?
What? He's gorgeous.
This is
he's got like, really nice eyebrows, a thick full beard, like rosy cheeks, very cubbish, nice head of hair.
He's just gorgeous.
Oh.
Becky with the good hair.
Bear with the good hair. That's what that is.
Yes. Yeah.
And the only thing that is like the letdown is I do not believe he's family.
I know, right?
That's okay. It's okay.
I'm not going to agree to that, Damon. Just for the record.
Gary, let it go.
No.
All right. Yes, but yes, adorable, and I'm looking forward to this. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, it was Jeff's pick. I haven't listened to it yet. Obviously, I'm going to watch it in a moment, but when we're done.
When you're over.
But check it out. You can get comesoutloud.com, scroll to the bottom of the post, and there it is.
All right. My pick... I don't know if either of you have ever watched Honest Trailers.
I have.
So
I think I have once or twice.
I don't subscribe to them. I don't watch them very often. But Screen Junkies has this thing that they do with Honest Trailers. And what I think is hysterical about it is that they take a movie and then they like do a trailer of the movie, but they talk about the shit that happens in the movie, like from a perspective of this is really what goes on, not, you know, trying to sell you on the movie per se. So they broke the fourth wall in this one, and Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool actually is in the trailer, the Honest Trailer for Deadpool. So it has over 9 million views as I'm recording this. Oh, yeah. It's crazy. There's a huge fandom for these Honest Trailers where they take a movie and then they hire a guy, because I don't know if it's one of the actual folks that is Screen Junkies, but they hire a guy who is like the voice of God who talks over the trailer. But he says everything that, like, you know, makes fun of the movie, like in a way that, like, you know, reveals plot lines and pokes fun at who the actors are, their backgrounds, you know, like, oh, it's Jennifer Lawrence again. I mean, just so it's really sarcastic and witty and like, and sometimes dead on. And I was surprised to see that they did one of Deadpool, and usually they get requests from their fans and they put that stuff in there. And then what's more hysterical about it is that Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool is in the Honest Trailers for Deadpool.
Well, it kind of makes sense when you think of the character of Deadpool.
Right.
That Deadpool is going to be, you know, making fun of his own movie.
Right, because he's so self-deprecating, and so it's like,
and fourth wall breaking.
Right, and that's what, and I think that's the best. This is probably like one of the things that breaks the internet for people is, like, you know, if they loved the movie, they like Deadpool, then it makes perfect sense from a PR perspective that they went this step, not Screen Junkies, but Marvel, correct?
Yeah.
Or taking the character and doing this stuff with it. I mean, and Deadpool is, I think it's in this trailer, they talk about that it's the highest ranking, like most money making superhero film. And it has an R rating. I mean, it's just, it's really comical. They're just like, you know, the, you know, production company, film companies were hesitant to make it and blah, blah, blah. And they talk about the fact that there was like spilled footage or test footage released or whatever. So,
And you also have to think of is how they had Deadpool in that Wolverine Origins movie. And now they're actually making like an authentic Deadpool. Because I don't think the Deadpool that was in Wolverine Origins was any good at all. So, but I bought the movie. I just haven't taken the time to watch it yet. But it's there in my iTunes. Ready for me to watch it on my Apple TV, but haven't sat down to watch it because I've been distracted by Pokemon. I don't really Deadpool, Pokemon, which should be a priority. How about Deadpool? But
you say you're talking about the actual Deadpool movie that came out this year.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I will say this. I went with the Cubs. I am not really a comic person. So, like, to me, the whole DC versus Marvel, whatever. But just the fact that it was so irreverent and so many people I know were, like, you know, basically gushing all their underwear, panties, whatever you want to call it, over him doing this thing, I was like, this looks fun. Like, this, and that's the whole thing, because as I've said on this podcast and been lambasted for, I kind of find superhero movies annoying because it's like, oh, look, there's a new bad guy and all the superheroes have to save humanity. Yawn.
Yeah, of course.
Well, it's just like, and that's why, like, so Civil War, just as a sidestep in the conversation, the Civil War movie intrigues me because conceptually it's a battle of concept about whether or not the Inhumans, superheroes, whatever you want to say, should be, like, monitored and tracked because they can be a danger to humanity in a way. It's very, like, intellectually, it's very interesting. And there's the two sides about one side is in agreement and the other side about government control and the other side is absolutely against it. I find that very interesting. And from the sounds of it, that is not a resolved issue per se as a mental, you know, thing. So that's an example of a movie I'm like, oh, okay. It's not really about, you know, that there's this other thing that, you know, everybody needs to band together to save whatever. Anyways, I'm going to shut up about that.
You ever read the comic book?
No, I haven't. No, I haven't read any of these comic books. I never got into comic books when I was a kid, probably because they were expensive. I mean, they're expensive now, but when I was a kid, I didn't have the money to afford comics.
Right.
I was like, nope, just not my thing. But anyways.
Well, it's okay. You can get trades right now and just get those.
So my whole point is I picked this because I thought it was funny that they did it and that they broke the fourth wall. They did it right, in my opinion, for the way Deadpool was, because I really liked the movie. It was a little more – the Deadpool movie was a little bit more gory than I was wanting, but that's who he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So as a character, he's kind of no holds barred. Like, he just, you know, he just kills people without, like, any real care or concern, so to speak.
Right. He's a little crazy.
Right. So, yeah. And the way they shot the film, they do a lot of what I refer to as, like, Matrix-y kind of, like, you know, this 360 suspended spin around move, whatever. So, I mean, you're, like, seeing bullets go through flesh and blah, blah, blah. And I'm kind of like, really? All right, whatever. It's not my thing, but. Anyways, that's my pick, is to watch this. And then, obviously, if you haven't seen the Deadpool movie, you might want to make some time and do that.
Probably worth just purchasing. Anyways. Hey, guess what, folks? That's the end of the show. Aww. But anyways, contact us. Pop over to our website, cubsoutloud.com, where you can see all the links that we were talking about. You're wondering what the hell we were talking about by JMO and Fiery Biscuits and Claire and all them folks. Sparta's Cubs, West Cubs, beautiful, gorgeous dick. You can pop over to our website, cubsoutloud.com. Shoot us an email at cubsoutloud@gmail.com. Let us know some of your bilfs, sylphs, and dilfs. In fact, you could call us and tell us right over the phone with your voice at 361-COL-TALK. That's 361-265-8255. And also record your voice memo on your phone and just email it to us too. You're welcome to do that as well. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/cubsoutloud. Tumblr, cubsoutloud.tumblr.com, where all these will be reblogged. Thank you, Damon. Also, you can find us on Twitter, twitter.com/cubsoutloud, Google Plus at google.com/+cubsoutloud. Please join us over on the Bear Underground and join the Cubs Out Loud entourage. And hey, check out the marketplace and see some of those really cool shirts and apparel and stuff. Get your own Bear Underground jock straps. They're really comfortable. Pop over to iTunes, rate us, give us a review. I'll read it on the show. You don't have to. The more reviews we have, the more people will find us and join in the fun. You can also go over to Stitcher Radio, give us a thumbs up right there. Also, we're in Google Play Podcasts, so also you can subscribe to us there. I don't think they have a rating system as of yet. If I meet anywhere on the internet, it's Box Step, Box Puppy, Box Cub, Box something or other. Also, don't forget, I'm also on Twitch as WinGem, so you can see when I go live or we go live if we try another of these game time stuff. Damon.
You can find me as TheaterCub79, NomadCub79, or Pup_Umbra.
Gare. You can find me pretty much anywhere on the internet as Careverse73.
And with that, say goodnight, everybody!
Good night, everybody.
Have a good one, y'all.
Okay.
My internet is so jacked up right now.
I'm sorry. There's
plenty
about
of things I would like to jack. Anyways.
Yeah. No, like I'm listening to the outro music, like, and it sounds like Jeff's literally taking the speed dial and just messing with it, like speeding it up and slowing it down and taking it back to normal. And I'm like, holy cow, what is that all about?
That's what's been causing our technical difficulties. Anyways, I'm going to stop recording.